FM Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from Alice nella Città, and today I'm honored to be in company of Paul Waits, director of Grandma. So welcome, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Grazie.
So, where does it all start? I mean, from comedies like that we all know and love, like About a Boy and American Pie, how did you not only decide to do an indie comedy, because it is, but also about women that you also wrote?
Well, it was about time for me. You know, the thing with American Pie was, I mean, obviously it's populated with boys who are fairly stupid. But also, as compared to most of those films, there are films like Porky's or sort of American teen comedies. I do hope that the female characters in it had a bit more power. But this is the 10th film I've directed, and this is the first one that's been really, really driven by women. And also different generations of women. About a Boy, which you mentioned, is about sort of somebody becoming a mentor without wanting to. You know, Hugh Grant's character is basically kind of depressed and is forced to become a human being by this kid who he needs to help. And in this case, it's an intergenerational story between three different generations of women. And Lily Tomlin, who's a wonderful American comedian, plays this 70-something-year-old woman who's much edgier and more aggressive and funnier than her 18-year-old granddaughter who comes to her needing help.
So here's we all laughed during the whole screening, even though you're treating also very important topics such as abortion. So how did you manage to, and you always do, so how did you manage to balance this comedy and drama that it's also very similar to life, because that, no, tragedy and drama and tragedy and comedy, that's life, right?
Well, thank you very much. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, I can look at films I've made where I didn't think it worked that well in retrospect. This one, I feel like for whatever reason, it came out better than most of my films. I mean, I think that it's true that the way that we deal with stress in life is through comedy, if we're lucky. And there really is no dividing line between what's sort of ridiculous and what is tragic sometimes. And at the same time, I think then the trick is to be realistic and not to have the dramatic aspect seem fake because you're trying to get laughs. So there were actually a few things which I took out of the film because the tone of the comedy was such that one was not going to believe the movie. And also in this case, Lily Tomlin really is a brilliant comedian. So that was sort of a secret weapon in the whole film. And she very much helped me as I was writing the character.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask you if you, like, sort of work together on her character, because she's incredible.
Thanks. Yeah, she, you know, I had spent a little time with her because she was in a film of mine called Admission with Tina Fey. But so I wrote the script with her in mind, and I didn't tell her I was writing something for her because I was right about this. I was worried she would say, oh, please don't write something for me, because, like, if she didn't like it, you know, it would have been very embarrassing for her. Once I had the script, then we had a few months to sit down and go through everything, and she would tell me stuff from her life, some of which was very funny. Like, for instance, once she and her partner, who's named Jane Wagner, were in Las Vegas, and it was late at night, and they were at a casino or something, and there was a little girl, like a 7-year-old little girl, walking around alone, and Jane went up to her and said, darling, where are your parents? Is everything okay? And the girl punched her in the face. So I won't say where, but that made its way into the movie. You know, it was a really nice kind of collaboration. And also, you know, the character is so much closer to her experience than to my experience that she was able to tell me, you know, I would ask her whether things seem realistic or not.
In the film, it's also a way to show us how modern families are, and also with the two moms involved, how it's not really important whether it is either an heterosexual couple or an homosexual couple, because they each take a role in raising a child, that's evident. And I think the way you portray that, it was so normal, let's say that, that it was very easy to understand for those who don't believe in it.
Thank you so much. I think that the most normal thing is they're not perfect parents, you know? they drive their kids crazy. They're each dealing with their own parents. Like Lily in the movie is a very opinionated woman who has been kind of countercultural, and her daughter has become a very successful businesswoman, played by Marcia Gay Harden. And each of them in their own way has tried to be a good parent but has not always succeeded. And I think that's the most realistic thing. I think sometimes when one is portraying something that you want to put forward as, okay, this is normal, you make everybody perfect. And it was really key for me to have that not be the case. And also for Lily, I mean, in the movie, she's kind of getting over the loss of a long-term love. And when I first wrote it, every time she discussed her partner, she was talking about her in glowing terms as if it was a saint. And Lily said, well, if this is realistic, they would have fought. They would have had big disagreements over the years. So we made sure that it was, that there was some gray area.
Well, last question about the theme of abortion that you introduced. Because I was wondering if you did that, because it's such a strong topic, to sort of a device to give them a strong thing to carry them on through this journey.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's the decision has been made at the beginning of the movie by this 18-year-old that she's gotten pregnant. Her boyfriend is a horrible person who you meet in the movie, she doesn't want to have the kid, and she's decided to have an abortion. And so instead of spending the whole movie judging that, the grandmother takes it seriously, and it's an emotionally important thing. But she is trying to help her not only deal with that situation, but also help her learn how to stand up for herself. And look, the reality, at least in America, is that millions of women have had abortions, and it's something like 33% of women, by the time they reach 35, have had an abortion. So, look, it's in a weird way, it's not an issue movie. It's just a movie in which issues come up and are dealt with in terms of comedy and drama.
There's a very important scene in which the grandma and the mom are waiting for their granddaughter and daughter to come out of the abortion thing, and the mother is blaming herself, like, what did I do wrong? And the grandma says something very important, says, it is better to stay here and take part in this and be a part of her life, even in this difficult moment, than not to be here at all.
Yeah, I think that's really important. I mean, there's an old Woody Allen quote, which is 99% of life is showing up. It's kind of true. I think the thing is, you can't always hope to be a really wonderful parent. And as a filmmaker, I can't always hope to have my films be really good. I don't have much control over that. But you keep showing up and you try to make the best of it. And there's love to be found when you do show up.
Thank you, Paul. Good luck for the film. You're in competition.
Thank you so much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Alice nella Città for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.